here when she's not here. So anyway, I appreciate those who are doing their thing as usual. And let's see, right there is one lady called Leslie, and it's been a long, seems like a long time. Leslie, wonderful surprise when you walked in this morning, and we're glad you're back with us for a short period of time anyway. How long are you going to be here? Okay. Okay. Is that fan too strong?
With a jacket, it'll be fine.
Okay.
I'm out of here.
You're out of here. It's really encouraging when you're just getting started and they walk out. I'm not even waiting for the message. Okay. Libby Summerfield, friend of Duane's, friend of many. This is the way it usually happens here. Just, you know, we go with the flow. And when you're dealing mostly with buyers, that's the way it works. So anyway, okay. Well, I think that's it as far as new folks. Who has a colored bulletin insert this morning? You know the drill. Alma, congratulations. Yay. And that's very appropriate because I was going to make a point. And Libby, double special today. Sorry, Libby, don't keep this from making you come back. We don't always treat our guests so rudely, but anyway, we do like to acknowledge. It's his fault. I know. It was a Duane thing, but we're used to that too. He likes to prefer the others. Alma and TJ. Alma and TJ, Joanna, when she gets back in here, there she is. She's coming with a jacket. She was, these three ladies were part of the crew that helped with the fall giveaway the last 2 days. Had a lot of fun. And so we appreciate that. I don't think we got any pictures. I don't think we got any pictures of that for today, but go on Kathy's Facebook. And if I can get Duane to quiet down, it would help. All right. Do we have any upcoming events to look at this morning? Okay, thank you, Hollis. And a couple pictures of Hollis and his friend Carter here, who is helping him destroy the deck out here. And Bulldog and some others are getting stuff together to put a new partial deck out there. So appreciate that. Hollis was also up here. I don't know if you noticed. You know, the left hand of the cross, the left arm, was dark for quite a while. We finally got a new light back behind the cross, so the whole thing is illuminated again. So that was Hollis. He's not here to get the applause today, but anyway, we appreciate that. And he'll probably see this on Facebook. Hi, Hollis. Bye. The next thing is Wednesday night. We started our study in James. And we got through the first four verses last Wednesday, so we're in verse 5 starting this Wednesday. You're all welcome to join us at 6 o'clock. And then woodcutting day this coming Saturday. So there are some of you that aren't here today that helped last time, but this is not only for people who have chainsaws and that sort of thing. Anybody who can move some little pieces of wood are available. Welcome them. Come from 8 to 11 out at Hawkins Ranch. If you have any questions about that or want to let me know you're coming, see me. Okay? That's Saturday. And then next Sunday, we're going to be sharing together Daniel's dream discernment. Daniel's dream discernment. Okay. Looking forward to that. We've got Isaiah today, and also there's a revival prayer, night of prayer at Traverse Park next Sunday from 5:30 to 7:30. And bring chairs and blankets. We'll remind you of that next Sunday as well. Yes, and here on the front of your bulletin, Isaiah's Inspired Insights says in the year, The king Uzziah died. I saw the Lord high and exalted, seated on a throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphim, each with six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and with two they were flying. And they were calling to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory." Yes, we're here to see the Lord high and lifted up. And we want to just open our hearts to that experience that God offers to us today as well as with Isaiah. So let's begin with a word of prayer. Father, we love you. We thank you for your love. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness to us. Thank you for the freedom, as always, to come into your house today to worship you. We pray that you will anoint this place with your Spirit, each heart and mind. Help us, Lord, to focus on what you have for us today. As we lift you up, we know that you will be faithful to do your part. We give you praise for it in your Son's name. Amen. Stand and greet someone you haven't had a chance to. Ladies who take turns ministering with our children. All righty. Well, here we are. And are we missing a reader? Three. This is weird. You've got... Did someone give you extras? Oh, who was it? That's right. Well, well, well. Welcome to this new, beautiful-looking woman. Who's that? Who is that? A new woman comes in and she just starts playing with the lights like she knows what's going on. Leslie, how did that go?
It went fine. It went well.
Good.
I did a helping hand to the
heart. They know. They know. Say hi to Libby. Libby, that's my wife, Kathy, my better half. Okay, and now I'm more inspired. Isaiah's inspired insights. Are you ready to share them this morning?
Yes.
Okay, well, let's get after it then. We've been kind of chronologically going through the Bible in passages have to do with seeing. Again, our theme this year, seeing 2020 in, no, we don't have it up there, but seeing 2020 in 2020, right? And so we've been looking at those passages that talk about being able to see from God's perspective. Isaiah has a lot to offer, and so it's going to be mostly in Isaiah this morning. We'll supplement his visions with a few other passages. And so I'm sure you're going to be inspired. Some of my favorite passages in all of the Bible are from Isaiah. And so we're going to share those together. And through Isaiah, we are going to first of all discover, get ready for this. What is it? Seeing, sending. There it is. I can see it coming. Seeing, sending, and hearing. Hearing. You like that? Hearing, hearing. Does that make sense?
So PJ.
Yeah, that's good, right? Huh? Okay. Seeing, sending, hearing, hearing. We'll make some sense of that. Bulldog, you got kind of a questioning look on your face. You're not sure about that, right? We will comprehend it fully as we go along. Isaiah chapter 6, we've already read part of that, and it's on your bulletin cover, and sang about it as well. But Alan, give us the full measure there.
In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and exalted, seated on a throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. "Woe to me," I cried, "I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips and live among a people of unclean lips. My eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty." Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. With it he touched my mouth and said, "See, this has touched your lips, and your guilt is taken away, and your sin atoned for." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" And I said, "Here am I, send me."
Yeah. Not only did Isaiah hear the Lord, he saw the Lord, he heard the Lord as well. And he's in a long line of personalities in the Old Testament: Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, Joshua, the judges, the list goes on and on, who had the opportunity, the privilege to have a view of the Lord, to see the Lord in some way or to hear from the Lord in some way. And their response was almost always the same as Isaiah's, "Oh, woe is me. Woe is me." Why do we have that reaction if we have a real, true vision of the Lord? Because, as we've sung this morning, He alone is holy, only, the only holy God. And so when we see a clear picture of who the Lord is, and we in His presence, you know, it's like, whoa, I'm not worthy. Noni? Sorry? Purifying, yes. Fire is a purifying picture in the Bible. Friday I had a service for a man named Lloyd Boyle. And I made the point that, I hate to go through this real quickly, but just 3 B's of Boyle. He was a bird lover. There was a boy in Boyle, you know, B-O-Y-L-E. But then also there was the boil in Boyle, which is B-O-I-L. There was a boiling thing in his personality. He liked to stir things up. But if you boil enough, as the Lord, there's a number of passages of Scripture, boiling water can also purify. Not only cook things, it purifies. And so the coal from the fire, the altar, is purifying. And so God is gracious and merciful to us. Yes, we are unworthy, but the angel takes the coal and says, "You're now pure, you're now worthy," only by God's grace and mercy. And so when we see the Lord, that's going to be our reaction, woe is me, but His grace and His mercy makes us worthy to be in His presence. And so then He says, "Here am I, who can I send?" God is looking for people to see and who hear Him, to speak for Him and to share the vision with others. And so Isaiah says, "Here I am, send me." Seeing, sending, hearing, here I am. Okay, do we get the picture? Are we seeing clearly this morning with Isaiah? All right. Well, God is calling for this kind of insight in us. And another example is Samuel. Yesterday, I had a Bible study with some men at the Bethesda Freedom House. One of them, his name is Samuel, and he requested that we do a study in Samuel. Samuel was the first prophet. He helped transition Israel from the judges to the kings. And his mother, Hannah, had been barren. Finally, she prayed earnestly, and God granted her her prayer. She bore Samuel. And she gave him to the Lord for service. Samuel was raised in the Lord's house by Eli, the high priest. Samuel's laying there asleep, as you know the story, and he hears someone calling his name. He thinks it's Eli. He goes and says, "Yes, you called me." "No, I didn't call you. Go back to sleep." Well, this happened several times. And so the third time, Eli finally clues in what's going on. We pick that up in 1 Samuel 3.
A third time the Lord called, "Samuel." And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." Then Eli realized that the Lord was calling the boy. So Eli told Samuel, "Go and lie down, and if he calls you, say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. The Lord came and stood there, calling as at other times, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening."
Yeah. So the Lord is speaking to Samuel. "Here I am. I'm listening." And then Samuel, of course, was used by the Lord to not only be anointed himself, to anoint the first king Saul, to anoint David, was used in a very great way. He was available. His mother had dedicated him to the Lord, and he served that purpose in his time. This all, of course, both Isaiah, Samuel, the others we've mentioned, is foreshadowing Jesus himself. It's in Hebrews chapter 10 where we hear Jesus say, "Here I am."
"Therefore, when Christ came into the world, he said, 'Sacrifice and offerings you did not desire, but a body you prepared for me. With burnt offerings and sin offerings you were not pleased. Then I said, here I am. It is written about me in the scroll. I have come to do your will, my God.
Did you ever think about Jesus being one who said, oh, here I am. Use me. We don't think in those terms of Jesus. I mean, he's up there already. He's the Word, created all things. He is part of the Godhead and all of that. Nonetheless, in Scripture, we have it's Jesus saying, here I am. Use me. Send me. And so we have a pretty good example this morning, don't we, of someone we can follow, their example, Isaiah, Samuel, others like this. So are we, do we have eyes to see? Do we have ears to hear? And then do we have hearts that will say, here I am, send me? Seeing, sending, hearing, hearing. Well, we introduced Jesus, so this leads to the second Isaiah-inspired insight, which is Savior seeing and holy hearing. Savior seeing, holy hearing. Isaiah chapter 9 this time.
The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. In that day, people will look to their Maker and turn their eyes to the Holy One of Israel. They will not look to the altars, the work of their hands, and they will have no regard for the Asherah poles and incense altars their fingers have made. In that day, the deaf will hear the words of the scroll, and out of gloom and darkness, the eyes of the blind will see. Then the eyes of those who will see no longer be closed, and the ear of those who will hear will listen. Your eyes will not see the king in his beauty and view a land that stretches afar. Then the eyes of the blind will be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped.
Yes. So Isaiah talks a lot about what is going to be seen when the Holy One of Israel comes, when the Savior comes. There was a portion of Isaiah 9:2 just right after that we didn't read because I want to see if you can quote it with me just from your hearts. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his people, and he will be called, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of his government there shall be no end. All right, so this is the Savior Isaiah is prophesying about. This is who we're going to see. And then he talks about all these different things that we will see when the Savior comes. And so there's a whole lot of good blessings that accompany the Savior when he comes that we can open our hearts to. Isaiah then adds to this in Isaiah 52.
Listen, your watchmen lift up their voices. Together they shout for joy. When the Lord returns to Zion, they will see it with their own eyes. Burst into songs of joy together. You ruins of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord will lay bare his holy arm in the sight of all the nations. And all the ends of the earth will see the salvation of our God.
All the ends of the earth will see the salvation of our God because the Savior has come. And all of the things that God has promised through the years that Isaiah and others were looking forward to comes in fulfillment with Jesus. And of course, Jesus himself claimed to be that fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy in Luke chapter 4, 17 through 21.
And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written, the Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. He began by saying to them, today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing.
So part of the fulfillment was that the eyes of the blind would be open. And it says that all the eyes of everyone in the synagogue were on him Today this is fulfilled in your hearing. And so the Savior has come to fulfill all that Isaiah was prophesying. He also declared, Isaiah, that this proclamation is fulfilled in guess who else? Us. Isaiah 42 and Isaiah 60.
I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness. I will take hold of your hand. I will keep you and will make you to be a covenant for the people and a light for the Gentiles, to open eyes that are blind, to free captives from prison, and to release from the dungeon those who sit in darkness. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look about you. All assemble and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters are carried on the hip. Then you will look and be radiant. Your heart will throb and swell with joy. The wealth on the seas will be brought to you. To the riches of the nations will come.
Isaiah is speaking to God's people. Are we God's people? Anyone who receives Christ the Savior is one of his. And we have the privilege to share what he has brought to us. What we see, what we hear, what we receive into our hearts, we pass it on. God of light that illumines all space, God of glory and boundless grace, from thy wondrous abiding place, shine, O shine in me. Shine, shine in my heart, I pray. Shine out through my life each day. Son of righteousness, light of truth, shine in thy glory in me. What an awesome privilege we have to receive that holy God through his Savior Son into our hearts, not to just enjoy ourselves, but to be a vessel for him to use, to be part of the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy. Isaiah's third inspired insight is seen soaring. Do you want to soar this morning with the eagles? You know my little kind of eagle freakness. And one of my favorite passages in all of the scripture and is included here in Isaiah chapter 40.
To whom will you compare me, or who is my equal, says the Holy One. Lift up your eyes and look to the heavens, who created all these. He who brings out the starry host one by one and calls forth each of them by name. Because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
Yes. So lift up your eyes and look to the heavens. Do you not know? Have you not heard? Isaiah is reminding people, this is what the Lord is saying to us. Don't you know me? You have these doubts. You have these concerns. Am I going to leave you? Am I going to forsake you? No. I created all this, but you are the highest of my creation. And those who hope in me will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They'll soar on the winds. They'll run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. I don't know about that, Lord. I get pretty tired and weary. I'm pretty tired and weary right now. They who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. You don't have to renew something unless it's kind of been worn out a little bit, right? It's not new anymore. We're getting old. Paul said, though outwardly we are wasting away, inwardly we are being renewed day by day. We can still soar with the eagles spiritually, emotionally, even though physically we might be wasting away. That's okay, because we are created to live forever without these bodies, and it's all right that they're wearing out. But we can still be renewed with the eagles, even though we feel tired physically sometimes. God is good. He will not forsake us. If we see him, if we hear him for who he is, we will be renewed in that. Isaiah's fourth and final inspired insight is new and never-ending what? Novas! What's a nova? Oh, it is not. Is it? Is she right? Huh? Nova is a new star. Is that right? When we were singing, some of these songs that we had, the visuals had some novas in them. You might not have noticed that at the time. But yeah, nova is a new star that shines really, really bright for a while, and then it kind of fades out. And then there's a new nova here. And so Isaiah talks about some of the new things that we can experience in the Lord, Isaiah 42.
See, the former things have taken place, the new things I declare. Before they spring into being, I announce them to you. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland.
Yeah. We get hung up on the past sometimes, don't we? I mean, we experience some really good things, and we just want to kind of hold on to that. I'm guilty of it. I take myself back to the 50s and the 60s a lot and thinking, oh, man, just to be able to go back there the way life was back then, especially when things are getting so chaotic and so weird and in some regards evil around us, I want to just kind of go back. Well, guess what? I'd rather see a new thing, really something new happen. And so the Lord is encouraging us through Isaiah, don't get hung up on the past. Okay, so there was a nova there. That nova's gone. There's a new nova for our day. If we're open to it, if we have eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts that are open to that, the Lord wants to do a new thing in our day. And so we have to be prayerful that that will happen. It's going to fade away too. There's going to be something new. And it leads, of course, to something that's going to never-endingly be new. But Paul says, forgetting the past, looking forward, I press on to that goal for a nova that's never going to fade. Revelation chapter 21.
Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, where the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Then he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true.
Yeah. So if we consider a new nova in heaven, all things are going to be created new. Is that nova going to fade and go away? It's not. There's going to be a new nova that's never ending. And who is that nova? See, I didn't have these scriptures because I could have included these scriptures, but this is a test for you. You know the answer. Who is the new and never ending nova? There was a star called the Star of Bethlehem. Yes, and he became what? The bright and morning star. The light of the city that never fades. This is the new and never-ending nova. This is what we look forward to. In between now and then, there are going to be other novas that the Lord will bless us with, just as he has all through history, and to encourage his people on to that new and never nova. So what do we say in response to Isaiah's inspired insights this morning? Do we have ears to hear, eyes to see, hearts to receive what the Lord has for us this morning? I hope that we're like Isaiah and Samuel and others who, when they saw and heard, said, here I am, Lord, send me. Are you with me on that? Can we sing that together? Let's stand together. Here am I, Lord. As always, the altar is open if you desire to pray here.
I, the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry, all who dwell in dark and sin. My hand will save. I who made the stars of night, I will make their darkness bright. Who will bear my light to them? Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will I will tend the poor and lame. I will set a feast for them. My hand will save. Finest bread I will provide till their hearts be satisfied. I will give my life to them. Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling me.
Loving us enough to reveal yourself to us. You reveal yourself to us in many ways. We can see you, we can hear you, we can feel you. Look around and see the beauty of your creation, and yet the highest of your creation are we ourselves. It doesn't seem very high sometimes from our point of view, but from your point of view, it looks a whole lot different. And you can enable us to see things from your point of view. Thank you for that. Help us, Lord, not only to say, woe is me, unworthy, but to receive the purifying, cleansing work of your Spirit. Though you can make us worthy, you can make us holy to dwell in your presence and to have you live in us and work your life through us. What an awesome privilege. We never grow tired of wondering at that. What an awesome God you are. Your love is beyond expression. And so we open our hearts anew to you again today, and we say, here I am. Can you use me? Yes, you can. In fact, the weaker we are, the more you can use us because we rely more on you. We empty ourselves anew today of anything that would hinder and get in the way of your Spirit's work. Thank you, Lord, that as we do so, you are faithful to do your part. You come in us, you fill us, you overflow us, you shine your light out through us. Help us, Lord, today to be fulfillment of the vision that you gave to Isaiah and others. Thank you that we are co-workers with Christ, co-workers together in this kingdom work. What an awesome privilege. We thank you, Lord, for each one that is here, some that we've been missing for a little while, and glad to be reunited together, mindful of those that are not with us today. We pray your continued blessing over them. I think particularly of Bob and Ron and their family with Donnie, their mother. We don't know how much time she has left here, Lord, but you do. We entrust her to you. We entrust that whole family to you as they love and care for her. Thank you for the other end of the family, little Colton, and we just continue to entrust him to you, and Mike and Brooke, give them wisdom, decisions that lie ahead. Thank you, Lord, for your healing touch. We continue to claim that on Colton's behalf. Thankful that Dawn is able to be with us today. We pray your continued blessing for her and healing as well. Beth Ann, Joanna, others, Lord, that we've been remembering. Sherry's doing better. We give you praise for that. Pray that that will continue. Continue to lift up Mike and Frida and complications he's having with medication. Help them to get that figured out and your healing touch directly as well. All of these, Lord, and others that I'm probably forgetting, we know that you don't, and so we give you praise for that as we just leave them in your care and keeping. Thankful that you continue to listen and to receive other expressions of praise and petition from your people. Yes. Yes, thank you, Lord. Yes, thank you, Lord.
I want to praise Christine for her new family, late family, that goes well too.
So yes.
Please, dear Lord, help them both.
Yes, thank you, Lord. And Lord, we do lift up Val's daughter to you as well. What was her name again?
Roxy.
Open her heart to see you and to hear you and to receive you. May our prayers make a connection there, Lord, that you've been waiting for. We give you praise for it. You are an awesome God, Lord. Thank you again for this time in your house with your people. Thank you for your word and your spirit. We pray that you will continue to keep your word boiling within us. Help it to spill out and be be part of your purifying work in our lives and the lives of others. As always, we desire to be sensitive to your Spirit's leading. Help us to sense it clearly and to be obedient to it, that we can be used by you to be a blessing to others. We thank you for that privilege in your Son's name. Amen. Go with the Lord. He loves you. We love you. Bye-bye.